Lord. So, you know, but when you know you're wrong, I just want to stay right with God. I don't struggle to stay right with God. He's my Father. I feel his love. This man has loved me above all men. Hallelujah. If a man ever told me he loved me, this man loved me. And I just really praise and thank him. So now I want you to open your hearts. And I want to thank Brother Ed. He give no. I say, Brother Ed, so-and-so, we was Friday night. We didn't know who was what. I said, Brother Ed, let's discuss something. This one, he looked up in his repertoire, his archives. And got something. It's good to have an archives. So this morning we will ask you to open your hearts to receive God and the word of God through this man of God, the man we love, Brother Ed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God bless you.
God bless you. I'm thankful to be here. I held my peace while y'all was testifying. That's kind of hard for this old boy to do sometime when you get to talking about Jesus. I just bubble up and I get to perking like a percolator. I just love him so much. Sister Jackie, but I do believe that you're the one to cause all them snow globes to get broken because you prayed them. They were just throwing that luggage away and them all them little trinkets and everything else probably got broken. But hey, you know, he will go the extra mile to prove himself faithful to you. If you will just put yourself out on a limb, he will do abundantly above what you can ask. And I like this part, what you think. And then even the greater part, what you can even imagine. God wants to do it for you. But he wants it in decency. He wants it in order. He wants it in the loving kindness of his tender spirit in your heart flowing through you like rivers just going wherever, you know, getting into the cracks and crevices and the crannies where nobody else wants to go. The children of the Lord want to be there and rescue them. I want to be able to throw them a lifeline, don't you? I'm thankful to be here this morning, Sister Davis. I'm privileged to stand up here in this pulpit this morning and to give you what God has given me. I thought Brother Al was going to preach my message or preach my message this morning as he took off. I'm like holding my breath and telling Sister Jackie, oh no, oh no, oh no. But you know what, Brother Al, if you would have done that, I think God would have just enhanced it and given us even more, and I think that he has with what God has given me to share. Like I said, I'm privileged, and Pastor, I thank you for the opportunity to share not my heart but my spirit with you, because if it comes from me, it ain't gonna be anything good, because I know who I am or who I used to be and who I'm struggling to overcome and to keep in the grave so that the real spirit in me can rise up and become what I could never be. And that's what I pray this morning. And I ask if you would stand with me, we're going to pray. I ask that you pray a special anointing, because when you preach what I'm fixing to preach, there is going to be some opposition, maybe not from you, but from the world when they hear the message of the gospel of the doctrine of Jesus Christ. For some reason, it will grate on you like a cheese grater until it gets you raw enough to need help, and you'll accept it then. But sometimes there's a process that's got to be taking place. And in that process, all I got to ask is, I'm just waiting for you to yell, Uncle. And if you don't know that, that comes from a long history of my lineage from when I was a kid. We used to wrestle in the front yard till we couldn't wrestle no more. And the only way to stop wrestling was you'd pat the ground and say, Uncle, Uncle, Uncle. And they'd turn you loose because that was saying, I give, I give. Now they call it tapping out. But I had two brothers, and man, we would just go at it until we couldn't hardly. We'd sit and pant. And oh, you know what? I want to tell you this. When you go to get something from God, you're going to sit and pant sometimes from wrestling with him, from having some sleepless nights, and from doing without some meals, and from praying when you didn't want to pray and almost seemed to be pushed into the corner to pray, and some things that are going to crop up in your life, Brother Ron, like you said, he's been throwing them things there. That means you're on the right track. That means that something is, you're doing something right, and the enemy would like to shut you down, but he is not going to stop the voice of the Almighty or the cry of his children from coming up. Oh, I got so much and my heart's so full. So I'm just going to pray and ask that you guys pray that God give me the anointing and the spirit to deliver what he's given me. Heavenly Father, oh Jesus, we stand before you knowing that all things are in your hands. I know what you have spoken to me, God. I know what you have given me. I know truth, oh God, because you have given me the righteousness of the bread of life. And you have given me the spirit and the wisdom of understanding. So I stand in the power and might of the Holy Ghost, Lord, to deliver what you've given us, that we will go forth from here changed forever in your likeness, not ours. Because God, if it was up to us, we would not be able to overcome or to do anything, Lord. We would be without life and without breath. But you breathed into us the spirit of your likeness, God, and I pray this day that you breathe it unto everyone, that everyone's understanding be open, their eyes see, their ears hear. Let them touch and taste and see, God, that you are real, powerful and mighty, working and pulling down the strongholds of the enemy. Jesus, in your lovely name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the church said amen.
Amen.
You can be seated, but only if you'll raise your hands and say, Jesus, I love you. We love you, Jesus. We love you, God. We love you, God. We love you, God. We love you, God. Hallelujah. 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 And I'm reminded in the spirit that there was a man that was a king, and he was into some problems, and there was an army around him. And the man of God came to him, the prophet of God came to him, and he gave him some arrows. He said, here's a thing full of arrows. He said, draw out an arrow, and he said, and tap it upon the ground. And the king drew an arrow, and he smote the ground a couple of times, and he handed the barrel. He said, you should have kept on smiting. You should have kept on worshiping, I'm telling you today, because the power is in worship. The power is in praise. The power is in giving him what is rightfully owed to him. And the more that you do it, the more he's going to infatuate and insaturate this sanctuary to where when they come in, they will fall on their knees before they ever get to an altar because you have worshiped and praised here. I don't mean that to scold you. I'm just telling you, in the future, in the future, put a tail on it. You know, when you go into the arts, the fine arts, and they have performed, it happens when they keep praising. They return and they'll give another round or they'll sing another song or they'll cut loose with some gift. If you'll just put a tail on it and keep on doing just a little bit more, say, hey, I got just a little bit more. God, cause you're worthy. The more that you do that, the more that he will inhabit the praise of his people. And you can be like a vacuum cleaner and just, then when you get to looking at the word of God, it just multiplies like bread. Now, if you got your Bibles and you want to turn with me to Genesis 3, 1 through 7. God say, how many remember Urkel in the TV program, not to bring some ungodly thing in here? Well, guess what? God said every word in the book from Genesis to Revelation to do it and to follow and to be with him. It starts out in verse 1 by saying, now the serpent, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, did God say? Now the woman replied, the woman said unto the serpent, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, stopped right there. It'd have been real good, and we might still be here today, walking around in the garden. She did something that would. She added to the word of God. She added neither. Now, the serpent said unto the woman, for God knoweth that the day that you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eye, a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, where's your voice? With her. Stand up when you know that something's not right, and point them to the scriptures. That's woman, child, man, boy, or girl, when you're there, stand up, man, and be a man for God. Stand up, woman, and be a woman for God. When the child is out and saying these things that are contrary, point it out. Gently guide them and lead them. You ain't got to pound them. You ain't got to whip it into them, brother. I'll do it. But we got to speak it out. And the eyes of both of them were open. They knew they were naked. They sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And if you'll read on down, they went and hid themselves from the lover of their soul. Today I pray that when we get to that point of adding to or taking away from the Word of God, that we are not disobedient and go and trying to cover it up or hide it, but that we'll quickly confess it. As you heard your pastor saying, I went and made that right. That shows to me character of a godly person. That shows to me something that God can continually use. Now, the definition of subtle, sometimes spelled S-U-B-T-L-E, is sometimes that, or is something that is indirect or a very small distinction between the two, such as aroma. What that means is not overbearing, on a slight hint of perfume that caught your attention as she was there. You couldn't breathe. It was just enough to make you turn your head. You're in, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary. He's looking for any opportunity, because if he can get you to believe that little thing, every little thing is a, he can get you to look long enough at that thing, pretty soon it will come into a lustful spirit. His mansions over here, or his boat, or his yacht, or whatever it be. But God, he will work with you, exposing himself to you, but he will draw him near to you with your desire and your hunger. And when you do, step in and give you some of the bread of life, because he has shared it with me. Because this is what, and the Lord God took man, put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it. And the Lord God commanded the man, he commanded the man saying, but of the tree of the knowledge of the good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for die. He didn't say if in the day, but he said in the day. It's in the Bible that from Genesis to Revelations that God made and had a plan for everything. It was going to come about. And I will even prove some of that in the scriptures as we get going here. God, he didn't. No, he didn't. But the truth is, by saving that, the Pandora's box, many of you know, when it was opened up, it caused all kinds of evil and chaos with Eve. He caused her to speak something that wasn't right. Now, maybe Adam and his say that God said that, I don't think, to her. And she just probably parroted his information. So I'm going to let that be. But I do know this, that think about it. She took the word of God. Because see, I believe that if that she would have never touched it to begin with. But when she, what's the next step? Wow. I'll be. Hey, maybe it had an aroma. I don't know. I don't know what the fruit was. But I do know this. You don't have to know all about the devil. But you better try to find out all you can out about God. And situation going on, and he's here to kill, steal, and destroy, and take away from your life. He's not going to add life to you. He's going to take it away. And all these people looking for the fountain of life, because it's not in the devil's hand to give it. He don't have anything in this world that he can give you that's going to give you eternal life. Only Jesus Christ give you a spirit that's going to give you immortality. And there's where you better get your information. It's okay to know some things about the vileness when it comes to you. But don't go looking at things that you're not supposed to be looking at. Body that'll stand beside you trying to show you other things. Because once the door gets open, and she, I just sat down and she looked at my hand and she told me all these things was coming about. And she, spirit, and some of these things began to transpire in my life. And wow, that's so cool. A friend of darkness called the devil. And he's going to put his hand around your arm and he's going to lead you to, oh, look at here. I got something else I want you to hear. And pretty soon the radio changes from into your spirit. And all of a sudden your eyes began to wander and you're beginning like Eve. It ain't but another step. And it could be your last to be. In the book of 1 Kings, chapters, you might want to go there. And the king said unto the man of God, come home with me thyself. Remember this, Al? This is how I knew God gave me this message. It was exactly where he was putting me. Because this had to come out before I was ready to minister up here. A reward. And the man of God said unto the king, if thou wilt give me half thy house. Now, here's the key and here's a ticket. For so it was charged me, or turn again by the same way that thou comest. He went another way and returned not. Now, let me get the first part of this story. He went and prophesied. He spoke against an altar that they were burning incense unto other gods for. And the altar of God, he said, get him. And when he stretched out his hand, it withered up. Now the man of God, dude, I'm game now. I can't work. I can't do anything. And the man of God had mercy on him. He said, please pray for me. And I'm about, and for lack of time, I'm not going to go into all of that. But the man knew what God told him to do. He knew that he wasn't supposed to drink. He knew that he wasn't supposed to tarry. And he tarried. God came to him. Now I couldn't quite understand it until God began to show me some of this. Drink. He said, because, an angel of God came to me. And this angel of God. He quickly forgot what God said. Don't ever. If God tells you to do something, do your best. God is going to tell you things that are good. He ain't going to tell you go over there and whack your sister up. Do things that are good, that are going to help people, that are going to build them up. Help little. He needs you to make your bed, and you can go in there and offer to help make her bed. And all of a sudden, that's the way that you should go. But quickly, the church needs to realize the voice of God. Different men of God. How do you know and hear the voice of God? Many of them have many self before your God where you can discern to know rights and wrongs. And to come in front of you and all of a sudden you slam on the brakes and whoosh. And out of nowhere comes that little. God knows and he will direct your paths. He won't ever. He does not want you stepping outside on your own. And to come to his house, he did. They sat down. And even as the man was eating, the prophet, he said, because you have eaten and disobeyed the commandment of God when he told you. God was setting an example here for the church to needs to understand and know. You ain't got to run to Sister Davis. You ain't got to run to Brother Al. Been like this from the beginning of Genesis to Revelations, because when God says it, benefits of it. If you do not, the situation in the ballpark now lies. He's got the ball, and believe me, he's going to try to run and make a goalie out of your. Back to his homeland, lions came and tore him up on the road. Die, bury me in that old prophet's grave. He said, "I put him in my sepulcher, but mode." I'm no better than him sometimes. I'm human. God had to set an example, a precedent, like he did with Esau, who touched the Ark of the Listening created the fine mist that still exists today in the Middle East. The Arabs and the Jews, half-brother, are at each other's throat continually. One trying to drive the other off of the land. One trying to say, I'm the promised child. But God said no through the second to give that. It was up to God to say what he wanted to do. Israel has came back and she is flourishing in the land right now. The second, the son of Isaac, the fulfillment of God's wonderful promise. God says something. Wait on him. If you don't see it happening, continue it. Don't matter how the situation rises, how much stink the enemy tries to put into your head. Promise me you was going to give me a car. So well, guess what? I'm taking my money and I'm going down to the car dealership. I'll pay for it. Come on. When God said good looking car, but I guarantee you if God promised you a car, you're going to get it. Be and more than likely be able to hold three or four others so that they can come to church with you. I've been speaking here, setting a Israel, the Lord our God is one. 12, 28, and 30. This was the most important commandment. But the second is love. 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 Thus saith the Lord, King of Israel, his Redeemer. And besides me, there is no God. Now, there, frivolously, God said it. Neither be afraid. Have I not told thee from the time and have not declared it? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. This is God writing. I am the one. In Isaiah 44 and 8, I am the Lord. There is none other, though thou hast not known me. Isaiah 45 and 5. Together, who has declared this from the ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? A just God, a Savior, there is none beside me. 45 and 2. Of the land of Egypt, thou shalt know no other God but me. For there is no Savior, was the Savior of the world. It was Jesus Christ, God Almighty. Hosea 13 and 4. And the scribe said unto him, well, master, none other but he. And Jesus answered him, the first of all commandment is to hear, because it's worth mentioning. All of Israel knows that there's only one God. And know that Jesus Christ is God Almighty, the Savior of the world. That gave his, went through some steps, as we're going to find, that are necessity for us to follow therein. Thou believest there's one God, thou doest well. The devil's also. I love knowing who God of the Old Testament. That was the name, but they didn't know it then. They didn't know the name. And finally it was revealed as the child was born. And you're, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be a wonderful. He is the counselor. He is the mighty God. He is the lasting Father. He is the Prince of your peace. That is my God, to take you places that you've never been before. Oh, I know. And I can feel me, and I know he does you also, because we are of like mind and like. God really say that? Was it lined out? And did he mean what he was saying? Made himself equal to God. They took up stones. And I began to get this, and God began to work me over in my spirit, Sister Davis, as you teen through 20. If you will put that one up, brother, for me. All authority, he didn't say authority, has been given to me in heaven and in earth. Verse 19, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things I have commanded you, and end of the age. I am Alpha, I am Omega. That's what Revelation says about him. When John got the revelation, a discrepancy here to the scriptures. Did God say, 12 disciples, and they're going to run around and they're going to baptize everybody in the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Ghost? Now, Jesus said it. Now, if I lost, and I want no one lost today, I come with salvation in my hand. Another preacher was in a large church, having many souls come into the church, and to church, and he was struggling, and started it with a good number of people, but they didn't grow. Altar, he knew, needed to come down to the altar. And he said, why is this? He went and sought out that passage, the Word of God. And that pastor paused for a moment and thought, and he said, well, let them to flood the altar, and do you expect them to come down and give their hearts to God? And do you expect them? If you're going to preach it, and you're going to teach it, get a revelation of Jesus Christ, and want to set some things right in your life. And if you don't want big old giant sycamore trees that can harvest others and take them in the lifeboat, and you can get right on into the promised land of Jesus Christ. No, watered down. It's been diluted. It's came into. Woo! To every word he said. He chose 12. He demonstrated who the Omega. They had a hard time understanding it and believing it. And so will some of down. But there is but one God. They understood that when you baptize, you baptize some of the scriptures. Acts 2 and 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, they didn't change this gospel. They kept the gospel. For yet he was falling upon any of them. Only they were baptized in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. Then they tarried there at certain days in the name of the Lord Jesus. Acts 22 and 16. Why tarrying and calling upon the name of the Lord? Who is the name of the Lord today? Because that's not the gospel that I have been preaching for all of these years. And fast name is Jesus Christ. The name wherein every knee shall bow and every tongue will around it. For as many of you have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. We are the operation of God who hath raised him from the dead. 1 Peter 3 and 2 also save us. Not the putting away the filth of the flesh, but the answering. Jesus Christ himself was baptized. You say you want to in his name. Follow him in his spirit. Follow him in his baptisms. Be baptized in the name of the Lord, calling on the name, thanking him for washing away your sins. When you come out of the water, you shall, and the new man is resurrected like a watery grave. You're identifying. You say, oh, Brother Ed, there are other scriptures that are going to end for a moment. Because I'm going to take you to some history. I'm not just going to use others and what it has to say about it. Things that you can look to and find for you if you want them. Where you can look at it and find out for sure if this is the truth. But I'm going to come against you and buffet you. But he can't take that name from you. He can't destroy your faith in that one who is called Christ Jesus. He tried to eradicate. He tried to, in his best, to remove the name of Jesus and put you under titles and fellowship. Scripture you're going to find in the Bible, and they built a foundational truth upon it. You can't, Brother Al. Oh, he said he was a jealous God, but he don't want you to continue in a frame of mind that is stinking thick. Volume 3, page 265 and 366. Christ to the words, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. By the Catholic, the Botanical Encyclopedia, Volume 3, page 82. Where in the oldest sources it states that baptism took place in the religion. The early church, page 53, always baptized in the name of the century. Again, Catholic Encyclopedia, now Volume 2, page 263, the baptismal form, mode, and method. Hastings Encyclopedia of Religion all wants to take away your truth. When John was baptizing in the River Jordan, even to unlatch, he said, he cometh before me, but he is preferred after the revelation of who Jesus was. And he came to John, and he approached John and said, John, baptized by you. But Jesus didn't baptize anyone. He said, no, John, but that the scriptures could be fulfilled, I must be baptized. Baptized, you need to follow him in baptism. You need to follow him. Another time, John is preaching, and they said, would you baptize us? He gets angry and upset, and he ties baptism. Vipers, who did tell you to flee from the wrath of God to come? Bring forth fruit. They're not separable. They are inseparable according to the word of God. You have repented of your sins and you know what sin is and you're feeling guilt, and then you lay your head back and you say, but God, I surrender to you my sins. And when you come out of that water proclaiming I'm free, Jesus said, comes the applause. He fills you with the infilling of the Holy Ghost and fire. In Jesus' name. reconsider your stance on your baptism. Hey, for years and years, I've not been able to speak with tongues. Wherein lies your repentance? Baptism. Are you under a Catholicism? The doctrine of something by man? Or you are under the doctrine of the apostles who got commandments from Jesus Christ on how to be baptized? Because they did not yourself. This is not something I just brought out here. Interpreter's Dictionary, page 351. The evidence suggests baptism in early Christianity was administered not in the threefold name. Christian thought. At first, baptism was administered in the name of Jesus, three God, as some even believe. Not all believe that now, but some. The name of baptism into the Trinity was later a later development added to. 47, page 58. The Trinitarian baptism formula was displacing the old we. Bless my soul. We can understand God with our natural mind. On my wall, because I've been in the colleges for so long. And I've studied theology because I read and I'm well learned because of my reading. I don't care how well learned you are. You got a PhD, a CHC, or whatever you want to say you got until you get Jesus Christ in His name, until you go down in the water calling out, God, rescue me from my sin. Or, then you ain't seen nothing yet, baby. You only had a touch of something. And the only one I know that ever proclaimed that was truth was Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, church, there is no other name wherein you can be saved. The Trinitarian formula, the triune immersions were not baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus was. The new is the name of Jesus Christ. And it was still well positioned to Capernaum at Carthage declared this to be. They proclaimed that they're the voice to God that can understand his wrongs and sins, that gets him washed away in the water of Jesus. It's just as much power and even more authority than anyone upon the face of this earth to walk real McCoy. So did God say one thing and the apostles do another? No. Man changed the formula, mode or method, however you want to say it. But the gospel also declares, if you or I or another angel from heaven, anatha, let him be cut off. I don't want to be separate from the vine. Jesus is. If you got your Bibles, I would like for you to turn with me to some of you today. It's going to set your families free. It's going to do what he said it would do. Chapter 12, verse 10. You can call on you. Do not be afraid at the book of Revelations. Even because you nation of Jesus Christ. And it is given to us to learn. To know. This one talks about the war in the heaven with the dragon fighting Michael and angels. Doubt. He prevailed not, neither was there place any more found in heaven in verse 8. With the whole world he was cast out into the earth. And his angels were cast out with him. Their whole belief system on an angel called Moroni who came to them. Don't let an angel give you the gospel. Let the Spirit of God reveal. 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accuseth them before our God day and night. And they overcame me, and they loved not their lives unto death. Maybe he spared the great, put them up in his garden and burned them as stakes to life. It's Jesus. They kept saying, no, it's Jesus. Verse 12. Therefore, earth, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them, woe to down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth he hath but a short. He persecuted the woman which brought forth the man child. Christ's lineage, and he persecuted every Christian that called on the name of Jesus Christ. Fly into the wilderness into her place where she is nourished for a time and times and a half time. Other prophecies that come about on the end times that's going to be where I honestly believe means of some of the greatest things that's going to come against the church. Water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away against spew out of your mouth that you have ever heard. Out. Water? You couldn't get enough water to drown a man standing straight up out of a mouth of a beast. It's talking about Satan. It's talking about he slipped in. Church was at her weak moment, so to speak, he thought. And he changed the doctrine, Christ, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. I could weep, and I could cry. But if he had not done it, persecution was getting that bad. He was at the verge of wiping them out. They were wandering about. They set about to kill every last one of them. Man, instead of after God. But the earth helped the woman out of his mouth. God, I'm sorry. Because I've not preached the baptism of the name of Jesus Christ enough. I have this revelation that he's shown me and given me to carry us deeper and further into the bosom of God. They know not. Wroth with the woman and went to make war with who? The remnants of her seed, Jesus Christ. It's a testimony of one who gave his life for me. Not all cases. I confess before you. Began to mature and come. And the fruit of the Spirit began to come on my vine. And God, but I didn't have it always in understanding. But I kept reading. I also wake up early in the morning. And I can't get out of the house without feeling. I don't place things on top of my Bible. As you can see, my Bible takes precedence of all things. They throw their remotes or the TVs on them, their wrappers off or whatever. It don't matter so much. Oh, and you, when you fall in love with the Word of God, when you begin to put yourself before Him, what you even know, you begin to see the lost as who they really are, and you begin to cry. Sweetness of His Word. Sometimes, though, not always. Because your mind has not been renewed in the power of the baptism of the water. Therefore, baptism doth now what? Save us. Places newness of life into the old man and eyes to have compassion on your brothers and sisters and to love them beyond a shadow of a degree, preferring them above yourself. That you have given me, I've not held back. But to slip into the spirit of men and women, boys and girls across this audience, they would surrender and give in to it. You told me, God, if I would preach it, they would preach it also. Away the sins of their loved ones. They could see them renewed in the power of the Holy Ghost. As they're hungering, as they're thirsting, draw to it, God. And if there be anybody in the house right now in the sound of my voice, Christ. If you want the baptism of the Holy Ghost, if you forward. Why? Because you got to come to God more than what I've given you with the word. But God has quickened your spirit. Some have received it. And some are on the verge of even rejecting it or turning a cold shoulder. Like Brother Ron spoke to us, didn't want to hear that. But God, this day, Sister Davis.
Praise the Lord. Let's stand. In the name of Jesus. A sum about heaven given among men. The name I have served since I was 14. And he delivered me. Nothing. I don't know nothing but Jesus. I really, and I'm not going to preach, but as brother was ministering, I can't explain it. But I know something else too. Some of God and the faith of Jesus. I want the faith. Everything he left for the church, I want it. I want Jesus. Seasons and things come against me, I call Jesus. I don't know nobody else. And my church didn't teach it. But he taught it to me. He taught it to me. As a child. Beautiful, praise the Lord. I was thinking, my brother Al, thank God for bringing him out of the juke joints. Praise the Lord. I remember Unified Church. Those people spoke in tongues and rolled under the seats, and they had a missionary that came and got shot in his face. And, oh, man, we would slip out of our church and be in and we would slip over to the church, you know, to hear these people talk about Jesus. Oh, man. We were holding these people, but, you know, we live right, you know what I mean? We didn't go to the show. We had to wear our dress below our knees and this on here. And we talked about each other. We gossiped, you know. You know, so they would put a dress over there because we had to climb on trucks to keep from, you know, they lived a little bit better than we did. So from the age of about 18, because I got married when I was 17, I began to float to this brother who was had come to our church. The Lord been so good to me. And there was a lady that lived next door where she was kind of a room place, you know what I'm saying? So we lived, she was our landlord. But she had told me, she said, you know, I come up in the Baptist church, and she said, she didn't know what she was seeking for. And so she began to pray. She said, on the third day, so hungry. She said, but on the third day, she began to pray. And let's see how good. She said she began to speak in another tongue. She couldn't control her mouth. She didn't know nothing about the Holy Ghost. She didn't know nothing. And she said, so she went and told one of her, hey, going, and I don't know what I'm saying, but I can't control it. And he said, oh, that's just a, couldn't understand why she changed. I said, she couldn't understand why she changed. And so she said, then she, as she grew, and she began to write a paper, secret in the paper was her. She was a little prisoner. And she wrote this, walking on. And when I got bound by Satan, can y'all just give me a little time? I looked at it. I went to a movie, and I saw the Wolfman. Don't see it. Don't look at that film. This is the truth. I was 8. The spirit followed me home. It was bothering me. Some come out behind the doors and get on me. Oh, honey, I could write a book. But the Lord told me, as in my church, one thing, every time I get around people that's with the Holy Ghost, God, and I lived out in the country. You know what I mean? I lived in the country. I mean, what do you want with me? They believed in getting, you know what I'm saying? They didn't believe in speaking in tongues. Okay, so then, praise the Lord, God. Now he say the Holy Ghost. I said, oh, God, ghost. Oh, Lord. Ghost, that's what he said. You got to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, ghost, in my little mind, you know, meant ghost. That go, praise the Lord. But one night, I ain't going to tell you all of it, but it's a long story. But anyway, that night, you know, my church loved God. My pastor, I put him against most people. He was a gulp under this. It taught me. And so, praise the Lord, just when God delivered me, it was wonderful. It was wonderful. A. Allen, if y'all knew him, maybe he was a big controversy, but his prayer, he prayed. But anyway, praise, I mean, it's, you know, this, it don't take, you know, oh my God, it's a wonderful body. And they call auntie, I didn't say daddy, I didn't say father, I said, God, he saved my soul. Why? You don't have to preach to me about Jesus, because I know. And I said it 40 or 50 times. I didn't know him. Jesus. Jesus. I don't know how long it was, you know what I'm saying? Jesus. And bread devil, whoo. That devil came out of me, hollering and screaming. I say, I knew there was something wrong with me. I would go everywhere trying to flee the devil. I'd get me a ticket. I kept the weights. That's why I can not. And as soon as I get my ticket, I'd run. Because I thought I'd run the devil. So when I get there, he will still be there. But I'm going to tell you one night, praise the Lord, he set me free. And I tell it everywhere I go. I'm like Paul. I was riding down on a donkey and I fell off and a light shined on me. Praise the Lord. But I'm telling you, one night he delivered me in that name I love. And I've loved that name for years. Jesus. I love the name Jesus because the name Jesus delivered me. You're going to love somebody who do some right that right. Praise, I'm telling you, if you got any kind of habit, I was bound with the devil, period. If you call him in sincerity, I don't care what you got. I'm telling you now, I know you get sinned with God and just call Jesus in your heart. He will set you free. So and so, I didn't go to nobody. If it wasn't a Jesus, that's where I'd be. If it wasn't for Jesus, I'd be in one. He's my Father. He's my God. He's the brother Ed. Your heart. Just preach your heart. Be yourself. I guess nobody. You want to pray for anybody? Do we need to pray for anybody today? You got the solution today. I mean, you got the solution today. And he said, do everything in my name. I got no problems. Been in my life, and this, you know, and like I say, we sneaked away to the Pentecostal churches and see what they were doing because they were different, you know. They just had some there that we just didn't have. We'll let you go. I just praise the Lord. Thank you. Oh, I could write a book. I'm old enough, you know, I could write one. I'd have to be here all day. I'm going to ask you to dismiss this.
Lord Jesus, we thank you, oh Heavenly Father, for your word, for your people. For that you have done today in renewing our minds in the spirit of your Holy Spirit. I thank you, O Jesus, for all the great blessings you have already given and that we stand in today. But I thank you even more, O Father, for that you're giving us, Lord Jesus, to give to the hungry, to the desolate, to the outcast, Lord. Send us forth by the power of the Holy Ghost this day that we would reap, Lord God, where others have planted and sown, and we will see the increase, Jesus, that you have so longed for that we're catching a glimpse of. In your mighty name, Jesus, let your face shine upon us. We ask, Father, in your lovely name, amen.